The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are not necessarily representative of the Coalition or of any other entity. This content is intended for mature audiences only.
What's going on, people? Welcome to Throat Down, episode 286. I'm your host, Tony Polanco, and tonight I'm joined by Emilio Lopez.
Back in PA, unfortunately you can't see it because fucking Discord is stupid.
Yeah, we'll get to that later. Chris Seeley.
Hey, what's up, everyone?
Carlos Romero.
Yo, yo, yo.
And Brett Murdoch.
The people.
All right, man, back with another one. So yeah, quick apologies to the Twitch guys watching us live right now. My camera decided it didn't want to work right now, and literally 2 minutes before we were going to go live, so we just have some bullshit on screen right now. Again, I always find it interesting how, like, you know, the viewers always have to kind of, like, see the weird shit that happens, yet the MP3 listeners never have to deal with any of this nonsense. You know? It's just butter for them.
For me, it's like, I'm guessing Comcast is throttling internet speed because there's so many people using it now. So whenever I start up my camera here, it causes me to essentially sound like fucking Unicron.
Yeah. So we'll tell you what's going on here. So basically, the reason Carlos has that Gran Turismo thing in there is because we need something to be on screen for us to make Discord full screen. If not, it would just be a bunch of icons and it just wouldn't look good, you know?
Well, I'm gonna change something real quick. Let me know if you guys are okay with this, especially Manny.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to change something real quick. All right.
Yeah. Well, hey,
with us.
Yeah. Yeah. By shout out to the 15 guys that are already here with us, man.
What's up, guys?
Let me just get rid of this real quick because we don't need you looking at our private. Okay, here we go. Ooh, it's a featured image. There you go. Hey, and I can make it full screen here too, baby.
Excuse me.
You know?
Oh, yeah. There you go. You can do that. That's cool.
You know what? Yeah, let's sure. We're going to go with that. Carlos, you save the show, brother. For you guys listening at home, Manny, you know, we have Manny's featured image, which is Ellie about to kill a bitch for playing a Vita. Oh, yo, you know what sucks?
She's like Vita's dead, and so are you.
Yo, you know what sucks? I had my Vita ready for tonight to show it. Can't do that. Oh, well. Hey, yeah, the fans liked it. Yo, by the way, shout out to all you 15 motherfuckers already in here, man. Crazy. Because you know the news is about to be popping. Anyway, but before we do that, a couple of things I want to run down to you guys. So I want to give a huge shout out to my man, Jose Betancourt from the Post Game Report podcast. They've been around forever. So they're doing something new over there where they're doing interviews with, you know, select, you know, like people in the industry, influencers, all that jazz. So me being friends with Jose, he decided to interview me. It pretty much just ended up being an hour and a half conversation. Like the framework is around my career trajectory, but it was just two friends dicking around for an hour and a half. Good conversation, you know, so go check that out over at the Post Game Report. And also I want to give a shout out to, you know, Danny and Paris for having me on Gamertag Radio episode 230. The reason I'm really plugging that, it's not so, you know, because of me, it's just because we've gotten a lot of new fans based off that episode, which is really cool. So I want to give a shout out to the fans for, you know, the Gamertag Radio fans for coming over to Throwdown and liking what we do, man. Thank you so much.
Well, thanks a lot, guys. You know,
What's up. And not only, you know, here for Twitch, but like on Twitter specifically, a lot of ats, you know, for Throwdown show now, which is really cool.
Nice.
And with that, yeah, man, you guys are awesome, man. All right, and with that, let's get into it. By the way, actually, you know, quick thing, because a lot of them kept saying, hey, that Tony guy is pretty cool. You should have him on GTR more often. I'm like, well, if you want to hear my opinion and my friend's opinion, bam. You know? Mm-hmm. All right, let's get into it, man.
As we said when we're off the air, sometimes you got to flex a little.
Got to flex a little, man. That's it, you know? I've never had shame with that shit, you know? Fuck that. Always walk into a room like you got a 10-foot dick and things will work for you, man. I'm telling you. All right, so the first topic, we got this is going to be one of those shows where, and by the way, these shows always happen right before E3, even though there was no E3. Lots of stories to cover, you know? So the first one is, so PlayStation Magazine over in the UK released, and they have a list of the 38 games that are coming to the PlayStation 5, which is interesting. So we're going to run through all these games tonight right now, man. Some of these I've never heard of. Some of these you may have heard of. But you're in a sense of running theme very soon. All right. So we have a Rat Quest, The Way Back Home, ETA 2021. Hey, that's an actual date. Publisher Handy Games. I never heard of those guys. Have anybody heard of Handy Games or the Dreamarians? Never heard of them.
I don't know. I mean, a Rat's Quest almost, I thought it was almost that, you know, the sign language mouse.
Maybe. It says, but experience maybe. Our world as a rat in this narrative-focused pattern adventure. Seward Little's grubby cousin? Question mark. So maybe, Manny, maybe it's that. I don't know. Yeah. All right, next up, we already know about this one. Assassin's Creed Valhalla's Live Out Your Viking. I don't need to read that shit.
You already know.
What it is. ETA 2020. They already said that. Next up, Battlefield 6. So that.
Oh.
Yeah. So there you go. The latest iteration of that. You already know Battle. I don't need to read that shit. This one is.
You got to do it. You got to do it in the sizzle reel voice. The latest iteration of Battlefield in the new world.
Oh God, yeah. The latest iteration of DICE's Sublime Shooter series has been confirmed for PS5. Come back next issue for more info.
Our most ambitious title ever.
Right?
Our most ambitious title ever.
Yeah, so there you go. If you're a Battlefield 6 fan, 2021. Next up, we have this game called Chorus. It says, should I just do it in a stupid voice? Play as an ex-cultist Nara and a sentient AI starfighter in this epic story-driven shooter promising 4K at 60 frames a second. Oh, seriously? Really? I thought we were going to have that next gen, man.
Yeah, man, what's this 4K?
You know? Hey, check this out. That's from Deep Silver Publisher. Cool.
Dead Island, right?
Yes. Among other things. Another game called Signy, All Guns Blazing from Keelworks. That's TBC. Satisfier is for Resogun style action on PS5. This twin stick shooter comes from former Pixar artists.
Former Pixar artists. So they made a shooter?
Yeah, that's kind of interesting. Dauntless. Brett, you know this game. Let's see if I'm going to wait for Brett right now.
Dauntless.
I have background noise.
Okay. Dauntless. Dauntless.
Copyright.
Okay, fair enough, man. Dauntless is pretty much like. How do I say this without?
Is it sounding... like Warframe or something?
No, no, no. It's Monster Hunter. Thank you.
It's a Chinese cheap version of Monster Hunter that you can probably play on a mobile. In fact, I'm pretty sure that you can. But it is still fun because it has the basic game loop of Monster Hunter, and it's fun. It's if Overwatch met Monster Hunter.
Yeah. Thank you for saying what you said, Brett, because I was very hesitant to call it that, but yeah, that's pretty much it.
It's Fortnite meets Monster Hunter is really
that's exactly what it is. So that's coming. That's already out on a bunch of platforms, but it's coming to PS5. By the way, all these games I'm naming right now, they're all third party, so they're all gonna be on Xbox as well.
Yeah, you know? I just want to point out in all of this hype, Dauntless is a game like I just said, I'm pretty sure runs on mobile.
Probably
they
does.
Have plans to put it on mobile. And as Tony said, it runs across all systems here.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to put things in perspective because it just fucking bothers me when people do that. It just feels like I hurt my ass for Sony lately, but it's just because the way that they've been doing things fucking bothers me. So I'm going to point it out. When you release a list of games that are coming for the PlayStation 5, please don't list like bargain bin, free, to be honest, kind of trashware, no offense to Dauntless, as like this new PS5 release game. Like it's not fair or right to lump that in with things that are actual PS5 games.
Brett, you're going to get mad at me right now. But just to be fair, This is PlayStation Magazine listing these, not Sony listing them. I know you don't like that. I know that's semantics.
Sony has nothing to do with PlayStation Magazine.
Who knows? Apparently, these guys are independently run, you know? So take that how you will. And they're not trying to hype up anything. They didn't say new games. They said PS5 games. Basically, just games that are running on PS5 and your Xbox. What's up?
So let me get that straight.
We're going to go through this again, aren't we?
No. I just want to understand if I'm getting this correct. A company whose sole job it is to talk news about PlayStation is fixating on small, minute bullshit to help fill in the gaps since there's nothing in the news cycle? I am astonished.
Okay. I mean, usually we get these kind of lists for every console generation, just to be fair. And there's a lot of bullshit games associated, too.
Yeah, you know? But we usually don't focus on it this much. Like, we're focusing on all the dumb shit.
We do.
We do all the time. What are you talking about?
We skip over these games.
Brett. Remember last year? No, I think it was last year, the year before E3. Microsoft. There was a leak of a list of Microsoft games that were going to be shown at E3, and it was just like a whole bunch of random ass games and like some big titles. And we went through all that list too.
Yeah, and we went through. We called the trash where it was.
Yeah, we did. Oh, we're not going to stop from calling trash here tonight either.
Okay. You know? Yeah, no. I'm saying no. It's the way that the PlayStation Magazine is spinning it. Is because there's not a lot of news. Like, I'm not just perpetually angry about this next generation. Xbox is nothing but the same games for 2 years. So they're just like, we're going to release a new generation, but we're really not going to release it for 2 years. And PlayStation, I just fucking hear crickets. And even PlayStation Magazine's like, I don't know, Dauntless is coming to PS5. Whoopty fucking do! Let's throw a ticker tape parade! Sorry, I'm done.
Hell, man. Again, this is just the list like they always do for next gen. And this from
I know,
the,
and yeah. I'm gonna be a sassy bitch about it.
All right,
so I'm always a sassy bitch about it. Like, I don't fucking care. Don't tell me about this. Don't tell me about your shovelware.
All right, do you want me to just skip the shovelware and just focus on the big stuff then?
No, we can talk about shovelware. I'm just every time it happens, I'm gonna be like, fuck you shovelware.
All right,
quit acting like you a big deal.
All right, hey,
Microsoft's like, man. They're throwing shovelware all over the place like it's real games. Like, fucking don't.
By the way, this is a PlayStation's equivalent of Inside Xbox, where it's just a bunch of third-party games, you know?
At least they didn't waste anybody's time by having them watch it.
Yeah, this is just
a list. You're right. Absolutely no news. It's so much better.
You at least do is just look at the list and be like, okay, crap. Good. That saved me about 30 minutes.
Yeah, it wasn't really worth watching live. And I rarely do that except for, like, if I'm trying to catch something for this show. But most of the time, it's, go back at articles. Like, okay, crap. Oh, I'm excited about that. Dope. Cool. Moving on.
Yeah. All right. Speaking about moving on, the next game, this was already announced at the Xbox thing, Dirt 5. That's coming. All right, Brett, here you go. Dragon Age 4.
Okay, see, that's something.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey, Brett, here's another one. Dying Light 2.
You said it wrong.
No, I said it right.
Dragon Age 2. Yeah. Or Dragon Age 4. And Dying Light 2. I am genuinely super excited about that.
Oh, so
we're all going to play as a crew, right?
Yeah, of course. Let's do this.
Press the button.
But here.
That has no other reason than to look behind me in a time where I should not be looking behind me, yet I still press it anyway.
No, you have to know, Brett. You have to know. You're like running and parkouring, and you feel like a badass, and you turn around, and a little bit of pee pee comes out, and you keep running. Yeah,
Manny, what's going on, man?
That button has served no purpose except to terrify you. And it didn't do anything else. It didn't do anything else. The construction, it was dedicated just to that button. And you should push it, but you knew you were going to. The developers were fucking with me, I swear. Don't press the big red button. How am I not going to press the big red button now?
Didn't they show this game like in 2017?
Oh, it's been a while.
It's been a long time, man.
I was looking forward to that faction mechanic where you can like align yourself with different factions in the city you're in.
Didn't they switch developers?
Hey, Adam, what's going on, brother?
Hey, I thought that's why it was delayed for so long, because they were having developer issues and they changed.
I thought it was still Techland.
It is still Techland.
Yeah.
So who owns it? Because I thought that was the whole thing. It was like funding for it.
No, I haven't heard anything about that. But yeah, it's Techland is publishing and developing is Techland as well.
That's it. All right.
Yeah, no, nothing there, you know? All right, so yeah, we got that. Adam, here you go. FIFA 21.
Let's move on because this season's shot, so there's no point. That was the thing. It's like, what are you giving us?
Yeah. By the way, now
that there's nothing going on right now, so usually right. It's like, oh, look at the updated rosters, and this nothing's happened.
Yeah. By the way, I'm gonna leave the camera on. I'm gonna leave the camera on Adam for the rest of the night because he actually has arcades and shit back there. Adam, right before the show, my camera decided not to work, so that's why I'm not on. Anyway, so we got that. We got Godfall. That's supposedly a actual PS5 exclusive, but we'll see about that. You know,
I'm excited about that.
Are you, Brett?
We haven't seen gameplay yet.
You haven't? So you know, we've seen gameplay, like 2 seconds of it or something.
Well, 2 seconds.
That was the first official PlayStation 5 game ever shown.
That's right.
That was the Looter Slasher, right?
That was it.
I'm actually excited about that. Like, I want things where I can just zone out and Devil May Cry and kick the shit out of things. And the looter shooters, like, it looks fun, but after a while, just get sick of bullet sponges. So, you know, a melee version of a looter shooter might be refreshing. At the very least, it'll be that game where you can, you know, just go back to. I know nobody wants to hear this. Mine, Fallout 76.
Uh-oh.
Played it again. The Wastelanders update is fucking amazing. It makes it feel like a whole new game and like a full-on Fallout game. Like, you don't even need anybody else to play this game to get a full Fallout experience anymore.
So they turned it into a real Fallout game.
Yeah, that's one way of putting it. Yeah, like it's there's NPCs, there's new quest missions.
They're giving what people thought it was going to be at the beginning of launch.
It's not just they gave people what they said they were giving. Now they're giving people what they thought they were.
They just weren't listening. People weren't listening at that time. See, that was the thing. Exactly. Everybody heard Fallout, and then they heard the other part of it, but they didn't think about what that meant.
Yeah, they just ignored it.
They
just ignored that other part of it.
Yeah, it feels like a single-player game with other players just kind of bleeding into it. It doesn't feel like a giant
experience, but it's better that way. I kind of think that's what people sort of expected from the game. Hey, it's a Fallout world, but you're also in it too, and you can meet other people.
Yeah, they wanted to kind of make it almost an MMO, MMO light, and it's more like, no, this is a Fallout game, and other people happen to be doing stuff in your Fallout game, and that's fine. There's, you know, there's not that many of them. There's like 12 per server, and it's a whole fucking Fallout map, so your chances of running into other people are, you know, slim to none. And that's kind of cool, because it's kind of a wasteland thing anyway. Like, you wouldn't expect the wasteland to be just randomly crawling with people. It's the fucking wasteland. So, you know, it's, man, they really fixed a lot of stuff, and just got my character finally the way that I want it, and rebuilding my base and going back on missions. Like, it's a fun game, especially when, you know, it's an in-betweener. I want to ask on our next question show, what's everybody's in-betweener game? So put that in your pocket, Tony.
I'll add that. I think we've probably asked that before, but, you know, it's always good to ask that again. All right. What the hell are we? Okay, so the next game we have on here is called Gods and Monsters from Ubisoft. I think I vaguely remember this one.
Yeah, that was the one that got it was supposed to come out before, but remember, it was one of those things in the list of Ubisoft
games, all the games that got pushed,
that got delayed. Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought this was going to be a multiplayer game at first, and I was kind of excited because, you know, you judge multiplayer games differently than you judge single player games, because, you know, but you give them a little bit more slack because I guess there has to be more that would do multiplayer. I've looked into it. It's actually quite a bit of stuff. Then I found out it was single player, and I have to ask, does anybody else think this is just Ubisoft's crack at making a Zelda game?
Maybe.
That's what it sort of looked like, and that's what got people excited about it initially.
It just seems a waste. I mean, maybe I'm wrong. It could be super dope, and I'm actually hoping it is, but, like, man, this thing has been in development for a while, and it looks super simple. Like, are you guys making this for the Switch? Because if so, totally kind of get it, but I wouldn't benchmark, you know, a AAA game for the Switch. I'd put it out and let them try and figure it out afterwards if they can cram it on there with any sort of, you know, sensible playability. But
I mean, I never really got that it was not a sort of AAA sort of thing. I think it was just a stylistic choice. Like, I don't think it's any cheapening it. I just think that they wanted to do something sort of stylistic and, you know, not the usual like shiny, like, you know, shine, everything shiny type of game like they mostly do.
I love that style, but where's the rest of the power going? Like that style is much easier to render. So what are you doing with all that excess power? I guess when I see that,
I remember there were giants and things in that game and like expansive environments. So maybe that's where it's going. I don't know.
Yeah, I'll be real interested. So call me fascinated by this game.
All right, that's one to keep an eye on then. All right, next up here, another one of these games I never heard of, a Gothic remake. I guess it's a remake of a game called Gothic. It says, a next-gen remake of an aging PC role player that has a whiff of The Witcher about its premise and gameplay. I've never heard of Gothic. Has anybody heard of Gothic?
No, I'm thinking of Myth. That's the first thing that popped in my head, but I was like, wait, no, that wasn't.
Yeah, this is from THQ Nordic, you know, and Piranha Bytes. I don't know what the fuck that is, but it's a remake of a PC game, apparently.
Game? Oh, it's a Gothic series. Okay.
Does anybody in the chat know about this shit? Yeah, Red Shirt Agent. Yeah, Gothic. Yeah. Are you familiar with it?
The original one?
He says it was an older PC game. All right. None of us are familiar.
I think the only
person... It was an RPG.
Yeah, oh, Violence and Embassy says they did up to Gothic 3.
Yeah, Gothic 3, and then there's actually a Gothic 4. It's called Arcana Gothic 4. And then there's Arcana Fall of the Satrif. So they renamed the franchise at some point.
Hmm. Interesting. All right, so there you go.
There goes that, but yeah. I mean, it's been so all these years, it hasn't popped up on any other platform.
And yeah. it's been on a lot of it is just, so yeah, it's been on PC.
All right, so there you go. And if you're a fan of Gothic, there you go.
If they're porting all these PC games, the THQ Nordic, why don't they get the rights to the Syndicate? Just bring that shit over.
Wait, didn't they make a Syndicate game?
But that one was for iPad and stuff, and PC. It didn't come to consoles.
Oh.
That would have been a good one. That was Syndicate Returns or something like that it was called. Awesome game. Awesome. But it was, again, it was tablets and on PC. This would be the perfect time to bring it to consoles or at least a Switch. Turn-based. Fun.
So that last Gothic game was actually on PS4.
What?
Oh, really? Wow.
Come on, man.
Yeah, our Gothic 4 was on PS4 and Xbox 360 and Windows.
What? So PS4, it skipped PS3 and then went to...
It's on PS3, sorry. It was the last of that series was on PS3.
Okay, I don't know. No, it doesn't ring any bells.
Yeah, all right. What else is Madden 21, obviously.
Yay. Well, we saw that little, well, we didn't see shit. They just showed a bunch of the history of the franchise during that teaser. They didn't actually show that. They were like, oh, remember all this old shit? Well, it's going to be better than that. I hope so. You're showing some 8 and 16 bit gameplay. I swear, if you bring that shit back, you know what? I take it back. That might be even better. Go ahead, bring that old shit back.
Let's just go back to the 16-bit stuff.
16-bit, 60 FPS, that's a bit crazy.
You know? All right.
It's not like it's anything happening in football right now.
Yeah, nothing happening in any sports, apparently.
Well, we'll see.
Unfortunately, I want to say.
Football's lucky because they start in August.
So shit might be over, yeah.
Things might be different, yeah. So
pour one out to baseball, though, man. That's a damn shame.
Yeah, they're talking about that done. But,
fuck.
Thinking of playing in empty stadiums? What was that? No,
not for baseball. I don't know what's the story.
Well,
they were
trying that, but that didn't go over.
So, but for the other ones, soccer, at least the Bundesliga in Germany, that started up empty stadiums, and they pumped in fake crowd noises, which for the people watching, yeah, it was okay, not too bad. You know, fool me, it's fine. But you know what? I was telling people, I had somebody tell me, he's like, oh, it's not the same. It's like, you know what? When you go to a bar. We've all been to a bar, and you see that they have TV screens of the matches. They just have commentary. You don't hear it. It's just watching the game. I said, it's no different. It's like, why do you give a shit if there's a crowd or not? It's the same thing with the wrestling. It's like, I don't need to see the crowd. I'm not watching the crowd.
But it does definitely affect the
the performers. It definitely
is. The performers and hearing people scream when somebody
does something. They need that adrenaline rush to do a fucking moonsault off the top of a ladder. In your right mind, you know that's wrong. But when people are cheering you on, you're like, fuck, I got to do it for the people. And then you miss, and then you're in the hospital.
Yeah. But,
Yeah. All right. Next up, here we go. Some of these lower games, but I don't want to diss them, but you know, Microman. This indie shrinks you to the size of a small mouse and throws you into a world of wildlife. Can you survive? That's from Glob Games. I never heard of Glob Games before. This other thing called
Honey, I Shrunk the Kids series.
Microsoft has a game like that where they it's like Honey, I Shrunk the Kids and shit.
They do.
Yeah, they do. It's like exclusive too. You guys in the chat, let us know.
I know what you're talking about. Where everything
is that the one that the people
side scroller?
No, it's not a side scroller at all.
But then I don't know.
It was a 3D game. Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody's got big hands in it, as I remember.
Yeah. Hold on, I see 2DX is losing his mind for Microman. He also says UFC with no sound is pretty good. Can hear strats better.
Oh yeah, you hear him screaming, you hear all that shit. Yeah.
Agent Redshirt says I might be weird, but I'm kind of hyped for the flight simulator. Which one is that? What's the name of that one? All right. Next up here, we have game called.
Those are pretty good. The flight simulators.
Yeah. This game called Moonray. It says comic artist. I can't read that fucking name. Grim Wilkins. Manny, are you familiar with that?
He's not on the Discord anymore.
Uh-oh. Comic book artist. I can't. Somebody took a low res scan of this shit. Is designing a surreal Soulsborne. Oh, Brett, it's another Soulsborne game. Here you go. Yeah, they have. Yeah. Soulsborne games are becoming the new Metroidvania. Uh-oh. You know.
Now it's time for From Software to come up with a new style of game and get everybody. Well,
think how long these games are in development. So they probably just played and like, all right, we got to make that. And then years pass. And then when it comes out, it's like, you're one of like 15 others. You know what I mean? It's like, it's too much.
It's funny, like, the way they do, like, you know, Soulsborne, like, it's usually the way just the game sort of plays as opposed to the way the story sort of plays out. You know, they don't have all those, like, they do, like, those games where they essentially, like, they don't really tell you the story. You have to literally read every single item description in order to find the story of the game.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just surprised. Like, a lot of these titles have, it's like, Soulsborne, like, you know, they're all like, what was that other one that said it was like Witcher, like, it's like kind of
you remember.
Yeah, it's like I'm reading all these things and I'm like, they're supposed to be hyping up these games, but just reading them off this list, they're really uninspiring. It's like I'm not excited.
It's like things you played before.
Exactly.
Like.
It's like the next generation, the new innovation, the most powerful console ever made. I mean, oh no, this is PS5, but it's like, yeah, like none of these things are making me excited. I mean, they're just names and descriptions on a piece of paper, and a lot of old franchises that we knew they were going to come out. It's like, of course, Assassin's Creed is going to be on the PS5, Battlefield, and
you don't want to what?
What? Like that GIF Adam always posts. What?
Yeah, you know, but it's gonna take time, and that's what we found out from the people over at Epic with their Unreal Engine. It's all the big games that people. I'm sure these developers are working on those type of titles, but they can't. That's none of that's gonna be ready until 2021 or later.
Yo, by the way, shout out to Agent Redshirt, man, for gifting some tier one subs.
Oh shit, that's awesome! Thank you, man. He gifted a tier one sub to Paiku Han and C. Iverson. C. Iverson is my nephew, by the way. Shout out to him as well.
Wow. Friends very nice.
He's awesome, man. We're all family, you know?
We're family.
All right. Next up, here's a big shocker. NHL 21. NHL 21.
How have they? They've been making NHL games?
Yeah. They've never stopped.
No, yeah, they were the point where they stopped making them.
Did they?
Really?
No, they still make them. They still make them.
Yeah. I remember
people like the hockey, man.
Oh no. No, I'm not.
You're thinking college? There was a college. No, because college stopped.
No, I'm thinking like what happened was like there was a point in time where they were not making NHL games, or either that or all the NHL games were just bullshit that nobody cared about.
I mean, there was this one time during the strike, and there was no game that year because of the strike. Pretty sure they keep coming out.
Yeah, I don't think they've ever stopped them. Really.
Is that the EA?
I still get them.
That is, yes, it is, Manny. EA Sports. It's in the game.
Okay.
It's not in the game. Yeah. Obviously, it's all DLC now. That's why they can't say it's in the game anymore.
Shit. All right. The next game here is, let's see if I can pronounce this correctly, Entho. Entho? Okay. Entho? Yeah. It's like Entho Infinity Reborn. I don't know what the fuck that is.
Or Ent to the O?
Ent, maybe?
That is an uninspiring name.
Yeah, it says an alternate universe dimension hopping RPG promises realistic swordplay that has no health bars. It sounds like a game of Brett's alley.
Dude, I'm kind of interested.
All right, keep your eye on that. Entho Infinity Reborn. That is from Kitak. I can't even pronounce the name of this fucking developer. Kitatus. All right.
I'm kind of the, other than Brett, I'm the other Debbie Downer on this. I'm like,
it is a Debbie Downer list, bro. Let's keep it real. Well,
yeah, it's like, this seems like we're in fucking high school, like reading a fucking, I know it's a fucking magazine, but it's like we're reading a magazine and we're reading descriptions and trying to figure out whether we like or we're excited for a fucking game just based off a description. I was like, what is this, 1997?
But this makes for a good podcast because we're like, what the fuck is that shit? What the fuck is that shit? What the fuck is that shit? Speaking of, next up we have Observer System. Yeah, Observer System Redux. This Polish horror specialist is remaking its classic cyberpunk detective adventure in 4K 60 frames a second. Another one of these fucking games I never heard of that's getting a Redux.
It's getting
a Redux.
Anybody heard of this game? what's it called?
Yo, Agent Redshirt, have you heard of this shit, Observer?
Observer?
Observer
System. I guess the original would have been called Observer then.
I think the original would have been called Observer System because it says Observer System Redux. Who the fuck knows? All right.
Observer is the Rutger Hauer game.
Rutger Hauer.
What? So it was an FMV game?
No. So Rutger Hauer is like the main character, and he's like some sort of detective guy, and he's going into this house where his son is some sort of hacker, but there's all kinds of other like murders and things that he has to solve inside of there. It's on a Xbox and PlayStation right now.
Interesting. By the way, GZD. Go ahead, Manny.
Go ahead.
No.
I don't know why they're calling it classic though.
I don't know. By the way, GZDR cyberpunk is also a genre. So if you hear the word cyberpunk, doesn't mean it's cyberpunk 2077.
No, we know that.
You know, he doesn't know that. Cyberpunk?
Oh yeah,
no, cyberpunk and there's steampunk.
Yeah. So you know, this game, like the game, already looked kind of cool already. So if it's going to be on PS5 and Xbox Series X, it's going to look pretty nice. And it's on Unreal, so it's going to look even cooler.
Unreal. Right,
so
next.
Yeah.
Check it out. All right, next up here, Outriders. Here's a game I actually know. Outriders, I played this back in February. It's basically Square Enix's answer to Destiny. But it's made by People Can Play. They made, Brett, what's the name of that shooting game you like so much that was really over the top? Bulletstorm. Yes, it's made by the Bulletstorm people.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, People Can Fly.
People Can Fly.
They did some stuff for you.
Yeah. Outriders, keep your eyes on that. That game was actually really cool.
First person.
Yeah. Next up is Path of Exile 2. It's a free-to-play Diablo game, so make of that what you will, you know?
That was fun. The first one was fun. It was supposed to come to Switch.
And oh, really?
They got pulled from the store. It was listed for the longest time, and then they delayed it, and I don't know if it's in limbo or if they canceled it.
Well, it says it's coming this year. All right, next up here, we have this thing called the Psy Hotel. Run a hotel and kill off your unsavory guests, but don't forget, you'll still need to keep the nice guests happy. Sounds like bullshit.
It's like Sim Hotel, I guess, right?
Yeah, and here's Carlos's favorite game on the list, Quantum Error. Carlos is like, this sounds like this is a fucking troll.
Oh yeah, this whole fucking list sounds like it's a troll. Quantum Error?
Finish the thing, because I know what you're going to say, and I'm going to make it even better. Finish what you're going to say. Can't you make it what?
Can't you make it more unique? I forgot the word that I was going to say.
Unique?
It's like, yeah, kind of like, can't you make it more unique? Can't you figure out other words? Like, you know, quantum is so fucking saturated in this market. It's like, it's used for every other game.
Just like Revelation.
Hey, Carlos, yeah. Want to know what else is pretty much a ripoff here? The description. Doom meets Control.
Oh, wow. That's another thing. I'm like, I'm reading this, and I'm like, okay, so okay, this is not made by fucking, Remedy. So why Control, Quantum? I'm like, what?
It's, it feels, well, they can't call it Doom Control.
Doom Control, you know, or Quantum Eternal.
That's more Doom of an interesting control. Name, Doom Control.
Yo, by the way, okay, Throwdown is officially going to put our hat into the game development industry, and we will make a game called Doom Control.
Yo, man. Like, who is writing these descriptions?
The fucking PlayStation magazine guys, yeah, right?
The magazine guys, like... If you ever read like old Nintendo Power and stuff, they used to have like the snarkiest descriptions for smaller games.
That's right.
Like these are just like pissy. It's just some guy like, what the fuck is this? Oh, it's Doom meets Control. All right, what is this? Kind of like The Witcher, you know? I feel like it's just some disgruntled dude. Like, what does this look like? It kind of looks like Gears of War wannabe, blah, blah, blah.
You know, so I'll just read the stupid description. Doom meets Control in this dimension-breaking FPS that could be a surprise shot of fun. All right. Let's see about that.
Could be. Yeah, it's obviously written by the people. The descriptions are obviously written by the magazine.
Yeah. This is from PlayStation Magazine, you know? Here's Carlos's other favorite game. By the way, I think this game is going to cause some controversy just because of the title. Rainbow Six Quarantine.
Oh, no. Too close to home.
You know?
Well,
they need to delay this game.
I mean, well, they can't. Remember, they couldn't do that with the Division with all the shit that happened in the Warlords in New York.
Adam, this is the second Ubisoft game, man.
They're in a bad spot. They just won't be able to promote it. The way they plan on doing it with the ads and poor timing, it sucks.
It really does. Yeah, it says an expansion turn spinoff that's heading to next gen. This horror take on Siege's gameplay could be a blast. Okay, so it's a horror game? Interesting.
Yeah.
It's Rainbow Six Quarantine horror game. It's a zombie game.
Oh, God, you're right. Oh, fuck.
Wait, really?
It has to be, right?
It makes too much sense.
No, it's not going to be a zombie game. It's going to be a game with things that are zombie like, but they're not zombies.
Oh yeah, they're infected.
And they're gonna give them some sort of like cute little name, you know, like
Clickies infected
or infecties. Yeah. You know,
by the way, shout out to the chat right now. 27 of you in there. Holy shit!
A booty bondage. Well, blah, 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 blah.
You blow, blow.
Oh, shit.
Yo. All right. Next up, we have Rainbow Six Siege. Oh, big surprise there. That's coming to next gen.
Okay.
You know?
Siege?
It's making that Monday.
Here's another one of these fucking things. The next game I have here is called Redoll Enhanced Edition.
No, it's Redo.
Redo? Is it Redo? I can't. The scan's fucking.
It looks like Redoll, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, right. It is Redo. That's the exclamation. Yeah, Redo Enhanced Edition. It says pixel art on your new PS5. I don't want to read the rest of that bullshit. Sounds stupid. All right. Scarlet Nexus.
You have to read it. You have to read it.
All right. Okay. Pixel art on your new PS5? That's a question mark. Hardly. Why you're going... Hold on, let me read this. I see where this is going. Pixel art on your PS5, hardly why you're going next-gen, but this post-apocalyptic Metroidvania proved popular. Proved! I never heard of it! What are you talking about? Proved to who? You know what? That I was going to say something very mean. Can't do that because people worked hard on these games. I'll leave it alone. But I've never heard of it. All right, next up.
But you know what it is? It's like if you build it, they will come sort of situation.
Yeah.
It made some money, so. Hey.
And it's coming this year, so there you go.
Oh my God. Yo, man, that's the killer app that's going to get you to buy a fucking PlayStation 5. Oh, shit.
Can you imagine? Yo,
pixel art, son, what the fuck?
Yeah, forget Unreal Engine 5 and all that shit, you know.
Tony?
Give me some pixel art in Metroidvania.
Yeah, Carlos, Tony. What's up, bro?
We've been doing it all wrong this whole time.
Why? What happened?
Look, so you know, there's two columns, right? Like with list of games.
Yeah.
So there's at to the left of those columns, there's a little description, and there says rumor control.
Okay, what the fuck does that shit say?
Oh, no, I'm just saying the title Rumor Control. Do you see Rumor Control?
Yeah, yeah.
How is it? How is rumor spelled?
Oh, yeah, spelled funny because it's from the UK.
It's got the U and yeah.
This is from the UK. No wonder this shit sounds funny.
Okay. Oh, man. Oh, but these games are coming to America, too, man.
Where's Brian when you need him?
Yeah. All right. Next up, Scarlet Nexus. That's that Japanese game that they showed off at the Xbox thing. The Bandai Namco game. Brian Scarlet. Was excited for that shit.
Let's look at it again.
Yeah, remember that anime game? It's the only anime game.
Yes. Oh, yeah. It looked like it looked like that. What's that game? I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, the Brian's game.
It looked like Astral Chain.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We don't need to go more. We already talked about the game. Yeah. Next up, Sniper Elite 5. All right.
Another one?
Another one. Okay. Mm-hmm.
They just spit those out. They just had the zombie one.
Yeah, you could.
Yeah, Zombie Army 4, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the Sniper Elite games are never like this, like, you know, they're like comfort food. It's like, okay, you know, you get it.
Yeah, it's the same thing, yeah. Sneak around, shoot somebody in the face, see the x-ray shot.
Yeah, see, shoot them in the balls and see their balls explode.
Yeah. With Unreal Engine 5, you'll hear it in 3D.
Yeah, you will, man.
You'll hear it echoing through your soul at that point.
Oh, so, speaking of
Oh, God. By the way, Sniper Elite and Scarlet Nexus are 2BC? What the fuck? You mean TBA? Stupid British people. You know? Like, you motherfuckers invented English. You can't English. What the hell's wrong with you, man? Whoa. All right, next up. Yeah, here's another generic title. Soulborn.
There we go.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Soulborn.
Yeah, they just took the S and the E off? Like, no, guys, make it more subtle. Just take two letters off.
Okay. Now let's hear the description. Let's hear what the description is. If they say it's a Soulsborn game, then,
No, don't.
Don't worry. It gets more generic than that.
Oh, okay.
Explore Midgard at your leisure in this open world RPG.
What?
Yeah, right?
Midgard?
It's called Soulborn.
Midgard. So Earth. So you're exploring Earth. Yeah.
Explore Earth.
Yeah, exploring Earth. Okay.
Whatever. All right, guys. Next up. Here.
Soulborn. Yeah.
Soulborn. That's late 2021. Okay. Right. Here's the game we're probably not going to see until next gen. Starfield. That's Bethesda's space game.
Oh, okay.
Yo, I love this description here. The first new franchise in 25 years from Elder Scrolls developer. Fuck.
Yo, I'm telling you. Yo, I read this when Tony, when you told me about this thing, I swear to fucking God, this thing looks fucking fake to me, man. All of this. This is some elementary school person did this.
This is from the official PlayStation magazine in the UK, though.
Is it the official one?
Yeah, it is. It is the official. One? No, it's the official one. It's hilarious. Yeah, official PlayStation magazine. So these aren't trolls, you know. All right, here's Brett's favorite game that'll probably not come out for another 10 years. Elder Scrolls 6.
One day.
Well, it'll come out one day for sure, but we may we'll be suffering through the COVID-30 fucking pandemic by then or something.
Hopefully I won't be too far into dementia at that point.
Oh, man.
Damn.
This game...
It'll have just as many glitches as any other Elder Scrolls game.
It'll have next-gen glitches.
It's like, what did you guys do? What were you doing in those 7 years or seven to 10 years that it took you to develop this shit.
They're still using the Fallout.
I was about to say, it's using that same bullshit engine. Oh, man. All right, Lord of the Rings Gollum. That got announced.
That sounds like another fucking troll, man.
Yeah, no, but that's actually real. They showed screenshots and video and everything. Didalic Entertainment's handling that. It says play both. Yo, there's a fucking typo in this shit.
I'm sure there is.
Play both sides of the Hobbit's gone person. Whatever. Fucking stupid. Who cares?
You play the Hobbits and then you play Gollum?
Yeah, I guess.
Well, Gollum was...
So why didn't they just call it Gollum's Quest or something like that?
Yeah, they need a Lord of the Rings in the title.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
Hey, there you go. The Sims 5. That's to be continued. To be a fucking British, I swear, man. A generation-spanning sequel could have online features, as EA has mentioned. Social interaction and competition. No social interaction within The Sims, people. distance. Don't want your Sims getting the Rona, you know?
I'll just put a mask on him.
Put a mask on him.
See, again, it's physical distance. It's not social. We're still being social. It's physical. Who came up with this catchphrase?
You know, that's a good point. You're right. It's like, you could still be social.
That's why I hate when it keeps saying, oh, social distance. I was like, really? Because we're talking right now, bitch. Listen, it's physical. Don't touch me. Shit.
Oh, man. Don't give me the cooties, man.
The cootie bandit over here licking his finger. Won't shake hands? Fuck you.
All right. Speaking about generic ass titles, Ultimate Fishing Simulator 2. I didn't even know there was an Ultimate Fishing Simulator 1.
I don't know. That might be cool. That might be cool. Think about it, if they had like an expansion with Jaws and you put the VR set on. And you
No, they're not going to put anything fucking fun in it. You got to read on the description. These are prices.
New Fish AI systems. Okay, we'll take it seriously. This could surprise if the developer can deliver a photorealistic experience. No, it can't.
Oh, that fish AI ain't going to measure up to fucking Call of Duty.
Yeah, right. Modern Warfare. Yeah, man, that had the ultimate AI. This is also to be announced. No, it's 2020, so you get your fish on this year. Next up, we have Vampire the Masquerade Bloodlines 2.
Oh, my God, that's something we've actually heard of.
The first one of those games is dope.
Yeah, so there you go. You get the sequel coming sometime in the future. They don't have a release date here.
The future.
Here's one I don't understand. Okay, shout out to Brian, by the way. Warframe, right? It says to be announced. What the fuck? The game's already out. What the fuck you got to announce?
Yeah.
I got to convertify it.
Is it another port?
Yeah.
It's another port.
Isn't PS5 supposed to be backwards compatible? So
it's that's like, what I'm saying. Like, why not just play a regular Warframe?
They're reporting it.
They probably got to do something special.
They got to have something.
Maybe they're putting higher resolution textures in it.
Well, it takes time because Mark Cerny has to measure all the developers' ears.
You know?
Get that sound just right.
We got Watch Dogs Legion coming. What, you know? No date on that, by the way.
I'm really nervous about that one.
You should be.
Is that the one with the grandma?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, where you can jump in and out.
Yeah, murder grandma.
It's going to have all these different people and all these different voices.
Okay.
I think they were reaching for the stars and they were like, I don't know if we're going to hit that mark.
Question.
Why is it?
I wish Brian was here because maybe he's the only one
that knows. He said he was going to be here. He was sending me stuff on Twitter, so I had some shit to talk to him about.
Well, he's probably avoiding you now. Anyways. I mean,
just like you. Four or five times a day, and he's like, straight to voicemail.
So the description says, the delayed open-world adventure puts us in a post-Brexit London. Was this ever, like, was the setting always, like, Brexit?
Wait, no. I don't know. In the original trailer, did they even mention it?
They talked about how things were getting crazy in the streets.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Brexit. I remember that much.
That seems like too on the nose to, you know.
Well, they knew it was going to happen. It was already at that point that Johnson was already in charge. So they knew it was going to happen.
Yeah, every character in the city is playable. We'll see how that works.
That's what I'm saying. I'm thinking this might be a Crackdown 3 situation. I'm like, we might not be able to make that happen.
Oh, shit.
Oh, by the power of the cloud?
No, I don't know. I mean, it'll probably just be like a dumb character, a character generator. In other words,
they said each character is going to have a unique voice. That's what they had said. They said everybody's unique.
I'm pretty sure Grandma 63 is going to be just like Grandma 62. You know,
what they're going to do is they probably have a system that sort of randomizes different parts, and they probably pitch shift every single voice because that's like thousands of people that you're going to have voices for.
We'll have some chipmunk voices.
Weird distorted sort of voices.
In there. And we're going to end things off with a bang with the final game on the list. The hottest game of all.
Uh-oh.
Wait. Let me guess. Oh, I can't guess. Keep going.
All right. I hope you guys are into RC racing games because WRC 9 is coming. I didn't know they made 8 of these motherfuckers.
Oh, might be a mobile thing.
Yeah, it says they're banking on it being 60 FPS at 4K.
This doesn't sound legit, man.
Next gen is going to be hot, baby.
Well, honestly, I kind of agree with Carlos. This almost sounds like a troll.
It does,
but I know it's legit. Like it says UK, PlayStation UK, but damn, some of these like That's how they end their list. Oh shit! Look forward to WRC 9. What?
Yeah. To be fair, they were going in alphabetical order, but yeah, it's fucking stupid.
But it's like we're banking on it running 60 frames per second at 4K. Who told them to put that there?
The guy was just bored, man.
It's a fucking RC game. Who cares? Maybe, 4K.
I don't know.
They made 8 of them, sir. Respect.
Man, there's a good one on Switch. I think it's on all of them, but I play it on Switch.
I never heard of this
Pixel,
shit.
Pixel Racers. That's a good one. It's like it plays like a RC Pro Am.
RC8 is on the Switch. Okay. RC8 and Xbox.
Shout out to Blitz23NZ that just followed us on Twitch.
Nice. Oh, respect, man. Respect. I like. All right. So,
so this RC game is already out on something else.
Yes.
Yeah, it is.
Yep. It's just going to be PS5 enhanced.
Yo, this is what I told you motherfuckers, man. If this is the shit we're going to be getting this generation at the beginning, I'm not buying a PS5. Mm-hmm. Waste some money, you know?
Mm-hmm. This is definitely what we're getting.
Oh, because we're just going to get some RC. Some RC.
And remember, all these games we listed are also going to be on Xbox, so it's not like you're going to get anything better over there, you know? Hmm. So there you have it. Man. All right, I'm using this as a segue to the next segment, which is also... Okay. The big rumor, this is coming from Jason Schreier and a couple other people, is that we're finally going to have the PlayStation conference this week on June 3rd. Finally going to happen. So you guys believe that?
I don't believe you. I don't believe you, Jason Schreier.
Oh, damn.
It's just a short notice. Why keep the secret on Sony's end? What do they get out of it? The more you spread it, the more eyes you get on it. I don't see why they're going to do what a flashbang presentation. Boom, boom, tune in now.
It seems like everyone's freaking confirming this shit.
Yeah.
Except for fucking Sony.
Except for Sony, that's right.
And it's less than a week away.
That's what I'm saying.
I feel like this is just like a lot of the other things. People have all these things in their heads when they think that something's going to happen. And I don't think it's,
Or maybe that was the original date before the shit hit the fan in the world. So that they're going based off a document that they found, because there was a lot of things during this time that was supposed to happen, and none of it.
I mean,
if it is true, that's great. I'd like to see
something. Yeah, about fucking time, right? You know.
Yeah. No, I'd definitely like to see something.
So this was posted up on Bloomberg, so it's not just some, like, you know, bullshit.
Well, it's Schreier, so.
Yeah, Schreier and Takashi Musuchi. I can't pronounce that fucking name.
It's Bloomberg. It's not PlayStation Official Magazine UK, man.
Yeah, that's right, you know.
I'm surprised they still had a magazine, an official magazine, because a lot of those official ones, people already know, it's all propaganda. So why do you need that shit? Just go on YouTube or... You know,
a lot of those magazines now are handled by third parties.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Yeah, they didn't make those games sound any good, to be honest. They were fucking dumping on them, you know. As they probably should have. But yeah, again, this is still, you know, a rumor, but everybody's pretty much confirming it. Except for Sony. What happened?
The third is on Wednesday. So what are they gonna do? Go all hardcore on Monday or on the weekend? Hey guys, we got something. We got something. Come see it.
I think that's exactly what's going to happen, Manny. I think on Monday they're going to make an announcement.
Yeah, they do.
Oh, shit. So here's... Oh, damn it. Oh. Yo, I hate when people reply to old tweets.
Oh.
I just got fucking hyped. I'm like, oh, shit, the Sega Saturn 25th anniversary? Oh, that's May 11th. Motherfuckers. Anyway, go on.
There's two reasons why, or there's one reason why they would have waited till maybe this weekend or Monday to announce their announcement date. And I guess the only logical explanation that I could put to this is they unveiled that Last of Us 2 state of play thing. So they don't want to kind of steal the mojo from that, I guess.
Maybe. What about tomorrow or today? You think they might announce it today?
I mean, they would have announced... I mean, no.
Friday, you know, that's what I'm saying. Like, you think we'll wake up? Remember, you know, for you guys listening, we're recording this on Thursday night. Like, maybe you guys have seen it already. Who knows? But yeah, either way, even if it's tomorrow, Friday, that's still cutting it short, bro.
That's too short. That's what she said. But you know what? This is some bullshit. There's no way. No way they're going to wait, on a Friday to announce, tune in for. No, I don't see that.
One, two, three, four, five, like 5 days before. the actual presentation. So one thing,
Microsoft gave it like 2 weeks, didn't they?
Yeah, no, you give some time. There's no reason to keep a secret on this shit.
Did they? Because when Microsoft revealed their console, they literally just dropped it on the Game Awards. They didn't even say shit.
But it was the Game Awards.
I'm talking about their little game show.
The Inside Xbox. How long did they hype it? Because remember, they ended up apologizing for getting people hyped up. You know.
Yeah. I don't know how far in advance that was. At least a week, I would assume.
Yeah, let me see.
Just to read some of a couple of sentences from that Bloomberg article. It said the virtual event could be held June 3rd, though some people also cautioned that plans have been in flux and the date may change. Other PlayStation 5 events may follow in the coming weeks and months. And Sony is not expected to reveal every essential detail on the console during its first presentation. So they're not only they're dripping us from news, but when we get news, they're gonna drip that shit too.
And I'm gonna use that as a segue to what happened, Adam?
No, it's funny because he just said that it's in the coming months. It's the coming months. The console's only a few months away.
Yeah, I know.
We're gonna announce it, and next week it's gonna be out.
I want to get you guys' thoughts on something because the rumor again, this is all fucking rumors right now. The rumor is that they're gonna reveal the console in June. And announce the price in August. I personally think that's a bad idea. I think that's a horrible idea.
Same day.
And
pre-order the same day. Pull an apple.
At this point, they just need to just stop playing around.
Yeah. I think that would be a terrible idea. Come out and you announce a console and then walk off the stage and it's like, well, how much does it cost? Nothing?
We don't know yet. We'll be back.
It really feels like Microsoft and Sony are playing chicken with the price. You know, it's like, who's going to do it first? You know?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the thing about it is like we're talking about PlayStation 4 event, they didn't announce the price then.
No, but here's the difference though, Manny.
The thing is that things are truncated now.
Yes,
they're like shorter. Exactly. So you can't tell people how many months in advance. What was it like? When is it supposed to come out?
November.
In October?
No, November.
November. So like 5 months, right? I'm bad with numbers.
4 months? From today or from?
Yeah, from now.
Yeah, from now.
Yeah, from now it's essentially five months and change.
So you're giving 5 months for people to find if you cut it any closer, people are not going to bite.
Yeah, Tony mentioned August. Imagine announcing the price in August, 3 months before the console.
That's a terrible fucking idea.
Something's going on. Something's wrong.
A lot of people don't even have fucking jobs right now. So,
Something's wrong.
Yeah.
We have to wait for them to get fired and then they'll leak all the news. Something's happening.
So, I mean, they have to, like, people don't have jobs. Some people have to save up for this console.
Yeah, yeah. Unless they have like payment plans.
If they do a payment plan, then that'll be better, you know?
And then like, Sony's like playing, you know, Sony and Microsoft are playing, you know, all coy chicken. With whatever's going to happen, or chicken, whatever's going to happen here. It's like, come on, guys, just drop the information so we know what the fuck we're getting with, so we can save for the 5 months that or whatever amount of time that we can do this.
You have to save $100 per month.
Yeah, that's fine. But then all of a sudden you got to come up with that money.
But then again, do you see the list I just listed? Do you really want to save up for that console in fucking November?
Number one, I wasn't going to buy the damn thing in the first place.
I'm talking about in general. Do people really want to, you know, buy this shit?
No, for those wonderful titles?
You know?
Oh, shit.
Well, did you guys already
I'm talking about other than Senua's Sacrifice, which is one of the more impressive games. That's not coming out at launch. I was like, okay, so if you're going to base it off of those ones that they showed, I'm like, come on, guys. Really? Is this what the future looks like? It just looks like last year, but slightly shinier?
Did you guys talk about that feature that the Xbox Series X?
No, not yet.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay.
That's that. Coming.
We'll talk about that.
All right, man, let's get into it. And the Curtis, let's put up our featured image right now. Let's talk about the Last of Us 2 trailer, man. So they showed an 18-minute presentation, 18 minutes, 20 minutes of the Last of Us. They shot, and it was all gameplay, nothing but gameplay.
But why would they do that? They're It's so close to launch. Stop showing this shit. You're talking about you're bitching about people spoiling it and all that. Then stop showing us more gameplay.
Yeah, well, it's official at least. You know, it's not just guys telling you the story. But we got to see the actual gameplay. You saw the crafting and the melees and the stealth. By the way, I got a lot of Metal Gear feels watching this shit. The way she was stealthing around, going through ducts and shit. You know,
they're kind of opening it up a little bit more than the previous game. Or you have more places to hide, and she's crawling on the floor.
There's like multiple paths, probably. Right? It's not just linear. It's like you have to go.
It's really big areas and stuff. Yeah,
it's kind of like like an Uncharted, what they did, where they had those sort of bigger environments that you could drive the car around and stuff
Yeah. I'm glad you said Uncharted because it seems like Ellie has more Uncharted mechanics. She's able to do more platforming now and stuff.
Hey, this is how they're going to tie it in with Uncharted. Drake's daughter is going to help her out in the situation. And they're going to do the tie-in.
Uncharted 5, Drake's daughter.
Little does Ellie know that she is Drake's daughter. Dun, dun, dun!
So, yeah,
we saw a tie-in. Remember, we saw that tie-in. Yeah. It's not a joke. Remember, Uncharted, there was it on the wall in the house that talked about the pandemic and all the things happening, and it was in that area for the last.
It was on the newspaper.
It was a newspaper. The newspaper, yeah. So it's in that universe.
Yeah. I'll go first. Watching this gameplay made me go, okay, you know what? Even if the story sucks, I'm at least gonna have fun playing the game because there's a lot of brutality in this shit. You know, so that's pretty cool. And then all the stealthy things, like I'm watching this, I'm thinking like, yo, I want to see how stealthily I could play this game. Like how will they allow me to play as stealthily as like Metal Gear? Because it seems like they will, you know, so I'm pretty excited about that, you know. But other than that, I'm like, okay, at least I'll have the gameplay to look forward to because, you know, again, I don't know anything about the story, but I have some concerns, you know. I'll leave it at that. Carlos, what do you think of the trailer?
Yeah, that was gameplay. And it looks pretty good, man. What's crazy? Like that one scene when Ellie's running and she throws a brick at someone.
Yeah,
I'm like, dude. we couldn't stream it, but that's what I was doing. And yeah, I mean, I'm with Tony. Like the story could suck, but I just hope the gameplay could be good. I don't know, especially since, I mean, I'm different than most people. I mean, not most people, but like, for example, Tony, because I know Tony, like you prefer the story over the gameplay. Like that's your number one priority for games.
Yes, it's 60-40 for me, 60% story and world and characters, then 40% gameplay. But the thing is, once I beat the game, because I always like to replay it at least once, then it flips, you know, then it's like it becomes like 90% gameplay, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway, go on.
Like for me, it's mostly like gameplay. That's the part that I'm more attracted to. And if this game does better, you know, because Last of Us Part 1, you know, kind of got a little bit repetitive and it's, you know, it's more duck and cover and shoot. So hopefully, like, these new dynamics that they're introducing to the game, like, are just make the gameplay a little bit more fluid than it was in the previous installment. So yeah, I'm still, you know, it's not my most anticipated game of the year, but I'm still kind of looking forward to it. I just want to get this shit over with.
Oh, shit, damn.
Because all of this freaking drama that's been going on this year with, you know, the leaks and the pushbacks and this, you know, this is the first one is the greatest game of all time to a lot of people.
Oh,
and
God.
It's a most anticipated game. And I'm like, yo, I just want to get this shit
over. You already know what it is.
You know what it is. It's the manga.
Yeah. Shout out to Lorray, man.
Yeah, man, I just want to play the game. I want to beat it. I want to get my 4% trophy count for this game when I beat it.
4%.
You know how Naughty Dog is, man. They're going to, man, they'll do 3% just because, you know, motherfuckers, you guys making us push this, like not making us delay this game, we're going to give you 3%.
That fucking trophy list for the first one was horrible.
Yo, that, yeah, they were stingy, boy.
They should give you an instant trophy as soon as you get the fucking game and call it Kept You Waiting, huh?
or how about this? If they can read your save file and see that you finished at least the remaster because you can't see from the PS2, see that and, you know, well, just unlock everything because they screwed us. They screwed a lot of people.
Man.
Yeah. Anyway. Chris, what'd you think?
It's the gameplay is impressive and they always put hard work in it. But to me, the story is just as important. And honestly, I can't give them my money. I don't like you punch down on consumers and YouTubers and that things like that. I have to draw a line in the sand. He doesn't, and I know a lot of people worked hard on that game, but I can't reward that shit. Sorry.
The Pony Show.
Damn. Hey, I know Brett liked hearing that.
Yo, bro, Brian just woke up.
Pre-ordered.
did I just hear Chris say that? did he really say that?
London bells ringing. Bing, bing. Chris just said some shit.
I gotta do it though. If it was Gary, oi, did he just say what I think he said?
Yeah. I did, man. And listen, like, no joke. I mean, the gameplay looks great, but they never disappoint in that department, right? Like, the stealth mechanics look great. It looks brutal, the fighting and all that shit. But it's too much bad blood with this game. I didn't like how they treated people who are even talking about it, you know?
Yo, did you guys see how Sony DMCA'd themselves?
Yeah.
That was fucking brilliant. Yeah. So for you guys who don't know, so Sony released a tweet that had a video of The Last of Us, and it was DMCA'd by Sony. I am not making this up.
You know why that happens, right?
Because it's an algorithm, man.
Because it's an algorithm. It's because they told YouTube, okay, mark anything down that's...
This was on Twitter, by the way.
Yeah. So, Twitter, well, no, the video was right. The video was...
No, but they have the same type of bullshit algorithm.
It's just funny. It's like Sony put out this Last of Us video on Twitter, and it said the video was taken down by the copyright owner. It's like, wait a minute, but it was posted by the copyright owner. What the fuck?
It's because the algorithm was being overly sensitive. They didn't say to it, okay, don't DMCAA the shit from the main Sony PlayStation
account. Don't taste me, bro.
Yeah, and did you notice the same with the tweet and the trailer on YouTube? You notice something? Comments are all turned off, and you can't reply to the tweet.
Wow.
Oh, by the way, if you guys wanted to know that, you guys should join our Discord.
Yes. Yeah, right, for real, man. Damn.
Every time something happens, Isaac lets us know. It's like, yo.
See what about Isaac? He says, I got my refund and I am keeping it. People worked hard on Anthem. Oh, damn. Okay. I don't know what that meant, but there you go.
Well, because I said people worked hard on this game. Now, I understand with any game that people burn a lot of hours. There's a lot of mismanagement and whatnot. All that stuff. That's not the case with this game. That was the case with Anthem. We already talked about that. The BioWare magic and all that bullshit. This is a completely different thing with Naughty Dog.
Yeah. Brett, did you even bother with this shit? Because I know how you feel about this game.
Nah.
Oh, man.
Pass care.
See, this is one of those.
Why is she picking on the Vita girl, son?
Yeah, let's talk about that.
Why is she killing the Vita?
When I was watching the video, I thought the thing that was going to be the biggest meme was going to be when Ellie burned that dog, you know? Nope. It happened a couple seconds later when she, you know, finds this girl who was playing a Vita in the year 2038. She somehow managed to charge it even though there's no electricity in this world.
That's only saying that they'll never make another one, and this is proof because it's in the game. They were playing an old-ass Vita
She was playing Hotline Miami.
Oh, that's awesome.
Really funny. So that became like the biggest meme of this whole trailer. The fucking girl with the Vita.
You know what would have been funny?
Vita girl.
If somehow like she gets caught, right, and they catch her playing the PT demo.
Oh shit.
she runs into one of the things and you see there's a fucking PlayStation 4 with a PT in it.
Yeah. So I'm wondering, is this Sony's stealth way of encouraging people to remote play The Last of Us 2 on their Vita?
Oh.
Imagine it doesn't work.
Oh shit.
Because she killed it. She killed the Vita girl.
Yo, man.
And Adam, you didn't watch it at all. You didn't even know.
No, because I don't want to get spoiled by it. I was like, you know what? I, when I do get it, I want to be surprised from all of it. The only footage I've seen, I think, was the The one, yeah, the what they showed when she was under the truck. There was two. There was one that we found that's not even in the game when the woman's getting her arm chopped off. And they said, no, that's not. And then there was the other one that we saw where she was hiding under the truck where she's moving around stealthily. That was it. Then I was like, all right, I'm done.
Stuff with the lady and the arm cut off stuff. That's still in there. In fact, they did a comparison.
They made it seem like it wasn't. They were like, oh, no. We're just showing concept. No,
it's a scene in the game. It's still in there. And they, in fact, a couple of sites have done a comparison of a couple of the sequences because they reshowed them again. And then it actually, because how people are like, the game was downgraded. It was downgraded. So it actually looked like it was upgraded. So they showed the original one and they showed the new one and the better lighting.
But the question is, do they got puddles though?
That's the thing. If the puddles don't reflect.
No, if they don't got puddles, period. Remember Puddlegate, man?
They don't have mirrors. Because that always pisses me off when I'm really immersed in a game and I go into a bathroom or a neighbor where there's mirrors and you don't see the reflection of your character. That pisses me off. It throws me out of it.
In fact, it's hard to do that.
But they do it. I've seen
Dead Rising. It's actually very difficult,
It's actually, to do a legitimate real reflection, it's the stupidest way you could ever do a reflection because it's not reflecting. The games don't reflect light.
So, it's just a duplicate character, right?
It's just like a duplicate character or a duplicate environment flipped upside down to create the illusion that there's a reflection.
Yeah, watch the little thing with RE Engine.
I just want to be fooled. Don't throw me out. Yeah. Make my guy look like a vampire.
The RE Engine does that. There's just there's a duplicate of your character standing on the other side of the mirror with effects on it, to make it look like a reflection.
That's how most games have to do it. So when they do those things, usually they're in a space that there's more, like in other words, there's enough space there to create that duplicate environment flipped on the other side. So that's why, or they'll just put just a cardboard thing of whatever the environment is behind them. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So I think we not too excited. Again, I got a little bit more excited just because the gameplay looks cool. But yeah, that story up. I think I could take it or leave it. But let's talk about a PlayStation exclusive we actually are excited for. Ghost of Tsushima, man. So this is kind of
what are you talking about?
Yeah. Okay. So basically, the director came out. His name is Nate Fox, and he said the biggest inspiration for the game is the first Red Dead Redemption. Which is kind of cool because he says, like, hey, both games have a large, expansive world. They're both historically minded. They're both about outlaws. So
flowers.
Yeah. So they said, it's interesting. He said the first Red Dead Redemption, not Red Dead Redemption 2. He said Red Dead Redemption.
Wasn't out at the time.
So that means that this game won't be ungodly long like the second Red Dead Redemption.
Also, here's the thing the headline didn't say. The other big inspiration for it is Breath of the Wild, is specifically with Brett, there you go, man.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's specifically the way you're able to explore the world and just find things, on your own.
Oh, fuck yes.
Good word.
Immensely open and non-linear world of Breath of the Wild. So there you go.
Don't believe it.
I still think if the Last of Us 2 doesn't turn out to be what Sony wants it to be, this is the game they're going to push. I guarantee you that shit.
Start pushing.
We think we're going to have another Bloodborne situation.
Yes, I'm not saying we are going to. I'm saying we could have it. I think we potentially could see it.
Definitely more interested in. I mean, granted, I'm not insanely excited about Ghost, but I'm more interested in playing that than Last of Us 2.
Yeah. All right, next up, now we're going to go on the other side of the table. Xbox news, people. So,
what's up, Xbox?
Yeah, so if you go over to the Xbox.com and over to the Xbox Series X, you're going to see in the pre-order section, it says coming soon. So you'll be able to pre-order this thing, which means we're going to know the price. Obviously, we don't know when.
I think they're going to do that payment plan. They're going to introduce another payment option.
Well, we don't know that, what they should do,
Well, it's what they already have, that other service. I'm just saying this will be another version of it.
Yeah.
And they'll probably do something with the plan.
Adam, can I get an exclusive right now from you?
Oh, shit.
Are you going to buy the Xbox? Are you going to pre-order as soon as it becomes available?
It depends on the price. I think it'll be $200. So, yes.
What?
So, it's... It's because I think it'll probably be 400, but it'll turn out to be 200. Explain. And my theory is that they're going to do some kind of trade in. If you already have whether the X or the S, trade those in, and if you do the payment plan, you'll get it for 200. I think that's how they're going to put it. Because everything points that they're going the cell phone route of payment plan. They're already doing it now with what we talked about with that service, and they're going to carry it over with this. And I think that's why they're not worried when it comes to price, because they keep saying, oh, this is going to shock a lot of people. This is going to be big. Why even bother saying that unless you have some way of making it seem smaller? And the best way to do that is offer some kind of trade-in. And if you do a payment plan system, then you'll get it sent to you. And there you go. You'll be good. Who knows? They might even before. I wouldn't put it past them if they say, "Hey, not only do you do the trade in, but you can no longer do you have to deal with just going to the Microsoft store to do it. Now you'll get your Series X in a box, and then put your other one in that box and send it back. There's a label. Poof. There you go. We're done."
In other words, like their Xbox. Reaper.
Yep, exactly. Yeah,
the Xbox 360 grave.
And since everything is done, you through your credit card, your payment plan, or for the $20 or $30, whatever, because that's what it's like $30 that they charge right now for people that are getting their Series X with Game Pass. So it'll be the same type of thing.
Do you have?
Which one? I have the S, and then I have the OG.
So you think you're going to trade in your Xbox S and your Xbox OG, Xbox One OG?
Just one, not both of them, just one. I don't think they're going to say, hey, go ahead, trade in all of them, and it's not going to be one of those deals.
So let's say you trade in your Xbox One S and you do the payment plan, and you think you're going to pay $200 for the Xbox Series X?
Yep, and if you have Game Pass service, the ultimate service already, I think that's going to be a subscriber of the service. Because they're getting the people that are getting that deal now are people that have the ultimate. If you have the plan, monthly plan, then you're paying less for the box. Remember, the software sells. So they're just trying to figure out a way of doing that, and subscriptions sell. So if they're guaranteeing the subscription, of course, there's a guarantee on this where they're just like a cell phone. You have to be a member for like 2 years or something like that, or else you're going to owe them. But I have a feeling that's what's going to happen. It's going to be 400, but you can reduce that with trade-in and with having the subscription service, with the way I see it. And, those are the things.
The way you want it.
No.
Let's be real. That's the way you want it, you know?
I don't want it that way.
I don't see them doing any of that shit, to be honest.
Only because they're doing it. We're seeing them do it.
But you're taking it, like, way more steps forward, you know? I think that's just what you want, bro. Which is fine, but they're not going to do that.
I don't care. Uncle Phil said, get ready, that this is going to be a surprise that no one's going to expect. Why say that if it's going to be a $500 system? Then, yeah, we all expect that.
He's going to say expect a surprise. That's how he gets you hyped.
No, but he said it's not going to be what you expect for the
price. So it's not going to be what you're expecting. From that, you got $200.
$200 worth of trading.
Adam, Adam Vale do not reflect the opinion of the rest of the throwdown.
All right, so then if you just think of regular price, I think the regular is going to be $400.
Okay, let's just say.
You mean Lockhart?
No, I don't know. Whichever one, if they do two SKUs, but one of them is definitely going to be $400 right off the bat.
Oh, so you're saying like Lockhart will probably be $400 if it's the cheaper one?
If they decide to go there. But we've always heard this. We hear this even with the Xbox One. We heard all two SKUs at launch. We're always hearing fucking two.
Yeah, we don't know that. Remember, Lockhart is still a rumor, you know?
Yeah, so we don't know. And yeah, maybe it is another SKU, but not at launch. Maybe that's something later down during the holidays, once they start seeing what's going on with this one. Like, hey, this is a cheaper version. It's smaller, and you know, we could bundle it better.
I have a question, Adam. Do you think the PS5 will be $200 if you trade in your PS4 and you're subscribed to PSN Plus and you do the payment plan?
No, because they don't have a plan like that now. Microsoft has a plan like that now that you can do all this stuff. I told you, people are paying $30 and they are getting the Series X right now. Go on their website. They already have it where you can. Yes, man, we totally shit.
The Series X ain't even out yet.
Because it's the trade in that 1 year. We went over this and you guys even confirmed on their website. If you have your Xbox One Series X, right? And if you did that at, was it December? Remember, it was like the December, they were talking about the rule. You had to do it at the exact time. And you do the payment plan, you are automatically guaranteed that that box that you have will be traded in, and you will get the Series X at the time, the Scarlet that they were talking about. But that was all under your $30 a month payment plan that you were getting. We talked about
it. He's talking, oh, by the way, this is what I'm talking about. He's talking about Xbox. Xbox All Access program. It's already live, and I'm just gonna read this. This is from Game Rant. Speaking to IGN, Xbox Phil Spencer confirmed that the team plans to quote unquote go big with Xbox All Access for the Xbox Series X. I'm just reading what they said, people. Spencer said that the team will be really pushing the program at the launch of the consoles. The use of a plural isn't a typo, and some fans felt that it odd that Spencer said consoles and not console singular. There have been rumors that there will be another Xbox console at launch and that it will be cheaper, but nothing has been confirmed yet. While it's unclear if Spencer just misspoke, the decision to go with Xbox All Access does suggest that the Xbox team is thinking much more about affordability. One of the biggest issues with Xbox launch was that the console was too expensive, largely because of the team Kinect, you know, that bullshit. Okay, so this is still speculation though, Adam.
No, but the service that's out, it's out now. It's
okay, here's the juicy part. Pushing Xbox All Access could also help Xbox make much more money in the long term. By getting people into subscriptions such as Xbox Gold and Xbox Game Pass, they will likely become much more loyal. Brand loyalty and having a large library of Xbox games to enjoy also makes them unlikely to change to a PS5. If someone is locked into a 24-month contract to pay for the Xbox Series X, they probably aren't going to leave and pay the rest of the contract subscription before it ends, so that can justify a different console. Xbox All Access upgrade program will launch, or did launch. Here's the thing, it's all speculation. It's all speculation, though.
It launched already, and that's not speculation. They already
No, that isn't, but the thing is, the whole pay off your Series X with this thing, that's still speculation, it looks like.
But for this one, for this plan, it's not, because it says that was a whole promotion. I don't know. Again, you don't get the emails, but I had
to email. Adam his emails.
And it said, okay, if you do it by this window, right, because it's like a full year, then you're already paid off to have that one guaranteed, that whatever new one was called at the time, Scarlet, said the next Xbox, so they knew it was coming. But then you had to be part of the service. I think it was $30 a month. And when that new console comes, you will get that one, and then you can ship your Series X back to them. That's how that. There you go, and you just.
I still don't understand. Yeah, but like you're going to be paying $30 a month for God knows how many.
I don't know. Right? 2 years? That's what they made it sound, right?
Yeah, 2 years.
So 2 years.
But even that, they stopped to say that it's official. They're doing that. Understand?
Well, it's already active, so it's not that it's official. Done. People are paying that now.
They are, but we don't know if that money's going to go to the Xbox Series X. That's what I'm trying to tell you. We don't know that.
The email they sent out said it. That was the whole selling point. Sign up now. Yeah, why sign up now if there's a new Xbox? Yeah, don't worry about that. We are going to send you one if you do it within this window. So that way you've already been a member for a year.
Yeah, Adam, you have to show us that email. But Adam says his email. Adam's a trustworthy guy, so take that how you will. Xbox All Access. Very interesting. Next up, we have the next bit of Xbox Series X news. Xbox Series X will launch with thousands of backwards compatible games. Yeah, no shit. We knew that already, you know? The interesting part is that some select games will actually like run faster, you know, more frames and shit.
You mean enhanced?
Yes. No,
they're saying beyond enhanced. That's what we thought it was. Enhanced. That's a typical shit.
Yeah. By the way, do the third says Adam is right. I got the email.
See,
there you go.
You guys are part of the same conspiracy.
It's fucking Microsoft. It's nothing special. It's just sign with Microsoft and you get all that shit. That's the thing. I get it. That's how you get the news, man. You get it from the horse's mouth. They said.
The third. How much is Adam paying you?
What I found, I don't know how they're gonna, if anybody here can explain it, how do you bump up a game from 30 FPS to 60 FPS?
Well,
the developer to do something like that?
Well, yeah, it does need a developer.
That's why it's select the games, not all of them.
It's not everything. So you're probably gonna see it on all the Xbox, the normal Xbox games, the first party games, you're gonna see it on first. And I think some of the select games that maybe you know, that maybe Microsoft might have put a little bit of money into. But other than that, I don't think. Well, I think it's just gonna, you know. Oh, go ahead.
From most apps, all you have to do is they'll put a select patch that if you have the Series X, that unlocks the frame rate of the game or ups the lock from 30 to 60.
The only trick to it, I'm thinking in my head, is if those games run on 60 on PC. So then there's already a form of it, a version of it available, and they just figure a way of meshing with it to work on this. So it's not so much that they had to redo something. It's like, well, this feature was available to the PC gamers because their systems could support it.
These things need to be tested. That's the thing. It still needs to, regardless, you can't just throw a patch out there to bump a game up to 60 frames.
Because that report, Tony, doesn't that say at launch?
Huh?
Doesn't that say at launch?
At launch, yes.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Which probably means that they've tested quite a bit of those games already. Kind of like the way Cerny was like, you know, for a second he said there was only 100 games at the beginning. That's the only one.
No, this guy's saying thousands at launch.
Yeah, but remember, not all of them are going to be enhanced like that, you know?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure there will be others that will be enhanced later on, you know?
All I'm seeing is that they're probably just, the thing about it is that they're pretty much just transferring their own store over to the new thing. Anything that already works on the previous one is probably going to be working.
Just one table. Make that shit.
if table tennis is currently on the store right now and it works on there, it'll probably work on there too. But I mean, it's not like you're going to get anything that different. I mean, is Rockstar going to throw a 60 FPS patch on that game? I don't know about that.
They didn't even make one for PC for that game. It only came out on the Wii because of the whole Wii remote shit, but that was it. It was Xbox 360 and Wii. Never came to PC, so who knows? I'm pissed.
All right, but again, you know, there you have it.
Thousands of games, that's cool. I mean, and my guess is if you already own them, just like last time, you should be able to get them again, right?
You don't have to double buy, no double, triple dipping here.
Yeah, if you already probably did their little redeem plan, right, where you stick the disc in the console and it reads it, then it gets it for you, right? So, yeah, I mean, you know, that is a cool thing, to be able to take all your purchases and all your different things over to the next thing and continue to play them. I said this before, like, even, you know, with the PlayStation, if they were fully backward, I would go to the new one because I can, you know, I'm getting essentially getting the pro version or something. So
isn't that what Gamer told us? That's what he heard, that it's going to be fully.
Well, you know, that's he's confirmed it, but nobody else has.
That would be, I'll play loaded. That'd be fun.
I think for whatever it is, just like anything else, it's all locked to whatever's on the Microsoft's network currently. So you're not going to see, like, you're not going to put, if a game is not on there already, you're obviously not going to be able to play it.
That's what it is. You're right. I'm glad you bring that up. It's like, if the game isn't already backwards compatible, it ain't going to be backwards compatible. You know?
You're not going to be able to stick an Xbox.
They should have just said that then. That'd be easier to just say, hey, everything that's PC now, that's carrying over. Next.
That was already a given, you know?
That's what they're just talking about. It's just like, okay, everything is currently on our store. It's on there. It's coming to the new thing.
Yeah.
Which is great.
Yeah. No, yeah. You're going to have a lot of old games to play on your new, on your next gen system, you know?
Yeah.
Like, okay, now I can think of a bunch of different, at least on this version of the Xbox, I can think of a multiple reasons why I can, like,
Ghostbusters. No, we got that.
Well, yeah, Ghostbusters. You can play on PC. Anyway, I mean, you can literally go through your old, you know, play a bunch of old games, you know, that you probably hadn't played before. And then, you know, hopefully there's some, you know, nice new software to, you know, show everybody, hey, this is why I own this.
I wonder if they're going to pull, because we can do this on the PlayStation also, how you can set things from the app queued up to download into the system. So I wonder if, let's say this happens, right? We get to pre-order and it's like, oh, pre-order, and it comes out on so-and-so date, and I'm sure the app is going to support it. It's going to show the console. Can you already click what you want to load up? So that way, once you turn it on, it's already loading in the games that you selected. That'd be cool. You know,
I mean, I would like to see them, you know, figure out a more easier solution as far as UI, You know, like
that whole thing.
How are they going to get all this shit to work? It better be snappy, and it better make some fucking sense. And they better not be throwing 1,000 advertisements on there like they currently do.
Okay.
It's too busy.
I guess we'll see. All right, moving on here. This one's a fucking troll because we've had a bunch of like Silent Hill rumors running rampant for the last couple of weeks, right? So yep. we are getting a new Silent Hill something of a sort. So Dead by Daylight is going to have an expansion that's Silent Hill inspired. It's going to have the Pyramid Head and some other shit.
So, yeah, it's going to have Heather Mason in it as a playable character. You know, it's going to have Pyramid Head as the, you know, the, what do they call it, though?
Because he's the hunter, one of the killers.
Yeah, the hunter. Because, yeah, it seems like that game is almost exactly like the Jason game.
Yeah, it's an asymmetrical multiplayer.
Yeah. It had Freddy Krueger. It also has, the ghost guy from Scream.
Yeah, the ghost face.
Yeah,
whatever. It has Ash.
It does have Ash.
Yeah, they added Ash versus Evil Dead part mm-hmm. to Dead by Daylight.
They did that whole thing too. And the cabin, I think the cabin is also there.
As far as Silent Hill is news, it's not a new game, but it's kind of a fitting environment for it.
It's not what we want.
No, it's not what we want, but it's sort of it's not a full on game. I think it's kind of a cool little DLC. It's like having a Predator mode in that one game. You know what I mean?
Well, the cool thing is we here and everybody who has Plus already has the game itself, so you don't have to go buy it. It was a Plus game.
Is it free to play?
No, it's not free to play, but it was a Plus game.
I didn't download that shit.
Bother with it either.
So then, if you decide to do that, you have to buy the whole thing. But you would just have to buy the DLC then if you did download the Plus one.
I've seen a little bit of gameplay of that thing. It seems fine. Make a little bit of money. I mean, it's something, right?
I've tried playing those.
It's not like this fucking. It's better than a fucking a pachinko machine.
Yeah, no.
At least it's something that makes sense within the way the game sort of works.
I don't have a problem. I think this is cool, actually. You know. I think it's cool.
Yeah, it's not obviously it's like it's not it, the disappointing part. It's not a new game. It's just like a little DLC thing to another game.
Yeah, at least it's something, man. All right, moving on. Yeah, what's up? Pinch it. Oh, God. All right, so next up, surprise, surprise, BlizzCon 2020 is canceled.
Wait, what?
Yeah, BlizzCon is canceled.
Oh man!
they get to save themselves 1 year from looking awkward and stupid on fucking stage.
They're probably happy as fuck, man.
Why didn't they make this a virtual event?
I don't know.
What doesn't everyone have cell phones?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, doesn't everybody have the internet?
Obviously, no.
Oh man!
Yeah, man. After that last one, was it even the last one or was it the one before?
I think it was the one before. By the way, they actually are planning an online event, so you know,
of course,
take that how you will.
And after what they did to Heroes of the Storm, I fucked them.
Damn!
You used to live on that game,
huh?
You used to live on that game. You loved that one.
Yeah, but they fucked it over for them.
They scaled down the team, and they just it's not as good.
So yeah, I don't think anybody's mourning the death of BlizzCon here, you know. That dude needs to get his own like show or something. You know, the guy who called him out. Like the guy who was like, "Is this an off season April Fool's joke?" That guy needs to do something, man. That guy's a hero.
It was 2 years in a row that BlizzCon Blizzard put themselves put their foot in their mouth. One was that mobile Diablo game, right? With the cell phones. The other one was the World of Warcraft game that's literally a pile of steaming garbage. And then
when they canceled the StarCraft, the solo.
Yeah.
People play a story game. Right? Ghost, yeah. And showing footage and stuff and then just scrapping
it. That's older than that. That's all.
That was something people were looking forward to, and they were like, "Ah, we're not doing it. Why? You got buckets of money from Warcraft. Finish, make this shit." Nah, showing off a cell phone game at a PC gaming event. Come on now. People are lugging their rigs to play tournaments, and you're going to tell them, oh, the big event here, the big notification here is going to be talking about fucking phone game.
Yeah, well, the thing is that it means that they do it means that they don't understand their whoever is in charge doesn't understand who their audience is, and it's proven because all the guys that have essentially created Blizzard are not there anymore. Why are you?
Well, that's a concern.
Why are you having external developer who makes mobile games making games?
Well, the problem is like. We think they don't have an understanding of their audience. I'll just say something controversial. They know exactly who their audience is, or, well, who's backing them the most. And it's the government of China, so they can suck it.
You know? Especially after this bullshit we've had to deal with. All right, so there you go. No BlizzCon. Whatever. Next up, so rumors about GTA 6, people. And Chris, I need your help with this one, man. Because I don't know what a 10K SEC filing is. Do you know what that is?
No. Let me look at this.
All right. While you do that, I'll read this. This is from Game Informer. Rockstar Games parent company Take-Two Interactive recently submitted a 10K SEC filing that may have tipped off when Rockstar plans to release Grand Theft Auto 6. Industry research analyst Jeff Cohen noted that the planned marketing budget for the fiscal year ending on March 31st, 2024 is twice that of the years leading to that period. The cause, Cohen speculates, it could be Grand Theft Auto 6. This is what Cohen says. We are not sure how much we should be reading into this, but we would note that this disclosure accurately predicted the launch of Red Dead Redemption 2 prior to that game's announcement. Go ahead, Chris.
By the way, a Form 10-K is a thing that companies file with the Securities and Exchange Commission. It's says the annual report on Form 10-K provides a comprehensive overview of the company's business and financial condition and includes audited financial statements. So I guess they have to put down everything that they're currently working on, basically where their money's going, right? So they probably had GTA 6 on there, like development.
Yeah, but I do want to add this quick correction from Rockstar, because they hit up VentureBeat, who actually originally reported the story. It says, Take-Two clarified to GamesBeat that this marketing obligation metric refers only to its contracts with third parties. It does not reflect its marketing budget for internal studios like Rockstar Games. That means that this does not indicate a timeline for Grand Theft Auto 6. So what do you make of that, Chris?
I mean, they have to cover their ass, so. there's probably some truth in there, but I don't agree with that. They probably don't want to get people hyped up, and they're waiting like this is the date, you know. So they had to say something.
I think they're going to pull what all these other developers are doing: Switch ports. And I think that's what their plan is. They're probably just going to port over a bunch of games to Switch, and like, here's another platform. We assume we're going to make a bunch of money. I don't know how well L.A. Noire sold on there.
Yeah, but, and they have to be very careful what they say. Like the Form 10-K, you can't lie to the government. They can lie to us. Maybe you can fudge stuff for investors or say very clever things. But if somebody gets your Form 10-K, which is public, you can't go, oh, well, that's not accurate, because you get in fucking trouble, right?
Yeah, so, yeah.
They got to say something. Sorry, Adam.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But 2024 sounds about right, because think about it. They're going to keep making money off GTA 5 for years, you know?
Killing it. They just keep adding all this content. There's so many different DLC story. People get, oh, I want a story. The story's there. That casino that we tried to play, Chris, that's a story.
Yeah, yo, they added a guy from San Andreas. There's a whole mission with him.
What?
Yeah, Geralt's last play. Yeah, they added a DLC for him.
All right, so there you go. We'll have to keep an eye on this one.
I got to read their emails. And they actually say propaganda in the subject.
Yeah, Rockstar propaganda. Yeah. I get those. Yeah.
All right, I was just being quiet because I'm reading about the next story. So the big rumor, and again, this is just rumor, that Final Fantasy 16 is going to get announced this year. This is a leak, you know. So
man,
it'll come out in 16 years.
Yeah, right.
They can announce it. Doesn't mean it's coming out anytime soon.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. This is Square Enix. This is Final Fantasy. They're going to announce it, and then we're not going to see it until next generation.
No, what they're going to see with this is what they're really going to do. They're going to announce that they have an announcement, and then they're going to announce it.
They're going to announce the announcement.
We're announcing the announcement. Okay,
they're going to announce that they're going to have an announcement, and then they're going to have the announcement.
So apparently, this was a leak somebody found this out. Here we go. The leak claims that the Yoshida-led project will have combat inspired from Final Fantasy 15 and Dark Souls. Oh, God. Oh,
damn it. Wait, whoa.
It's Fantasy Souls?
Yeah.
Fantasy porn? Man. Uh-oh, Brett woke up. Wait.
Yeah, he's coming in here. Brett's going to get on his soapbox in a bit. But interestingly enough, apparently the game is going to be set in a steampunk world, which we haven't seen since 6, which would be interesting.
Yeah, well, I mean, they've been harping on the future worlds for quite a while now. It's about time that they went back to more fantasy-ish looking shit.
Yeah, so they're coming back. Riku's going to be disappointed. He wanted them to go back to medieval shit. But steampunk, steampunk is good. Because think about it, most of the games, you're right, Manny, it's like most of the games are either medieval or future. So we only had one steampunk, why not go back to that, you know?
All the early ones were sort of medieval slash...
Yeah, the first 5 were all medieval games.
Yeah, and then after that, they're like, nah, steampunk.
Yeah, 6 was steampunk. 7 had steampunk, you know?
It was more futuristic than steampunk.
Yeah, but then 8, you know, onward. I mean, 10 wasn't really... That was actually... 10 was cool because it was inspired by, like, Southeast Asia, you know? But then after that, it's just future world, basically.
Everything was round and had tribal tattoos all over it.
Yes. Yeah. No, so I'm all for it. It's just like, yeah, you're going to announce it, but then when the fuck is this game going to come out, you know? And... Well, actually, here's the thing. If this game's going to... Because it's going to take a while to develop. That means it's probably going to be on Unreal 5. That would be crazy. You know?
They're not using their fancy...
They didn't. Manny, think about it. Kingdom Hearts 3, that was on Unreal. So was Final Fantasy 7 Remake. I doubt they're going to go back to the Luminous Engine, you know?
I hear that stupid thing's incredibly difficult to develop for. And that's why they're not using it for everything.
So I'm, you know, this is just me speculating, but I'm pretty sure Final Fantasy 16 will be on Unreal 5, you know, which would be interesting. So we shall see about this. Again, just big rumor, but it's apparently going to be announced during the summer. I don't know when the hell, you know, that could be because there's so many fucking gaming events happening this summer, as we detailed last week. So it could be during one of those. But again, take that with a, you know, here's the thing. Obviously, this is a rumor, so take that how you will, but we know for a fact they're probably working on Final Fantasy 16, you know? Let's just be real here.
Better be.
You know?
We're not going to see Final Fantasy 7, 2 and a half or whatever. No. For
yeah, right. Yeah, Final Fantasy... No, Final Fantasy... Yeah, you're right, but Final Fantasy 7, 2?
Mm-hmm.
Even though that is coming, I guess.
It's coming, but I don't think it's coming that far right away.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, so that's that. So that is our show for tonight, people. You know, again, keep your eyes on Throwdown because things are about to heat up with all these gaming announcements, especially if there's so many shit happens on June 3rd, which is the day before Throwdown. We're going to have a lot to talk about on Thursday, man. But
we'll talk about that.
Yeah, we'll talk about that. But obviously, since so much shit happened, we encourage you to leave us questions for Throwdown, your questions. And you could do that by joining our Discord, heading over to the Throwdown, your questions segment and leaving your questions. Just limit them to 2 and make sure they're about gaming, man. Good stuff. You already know, man. All right, let's get out of here. So thank you for watching and listening. Subscribe to Throwdown on SoundCloud, iTunes, and YouTube. Follow us on Twitch, Twitter, and Facebook at Throwdown Show. Links are located in the description below. Once again, I was your host, Tony Polanco. And tonight, I was joined by Emilio Lopez.
See you later, guys.
Chris Seeley.
Hey, take care, everyone.
Carlos Romero.
Hey, the people.
Brett Murdoch.
Deuces.
And Adam Vale.
The Misfits are still my favorite band from Jersey.
Hell, oh, man. All right, man. We'll see you on Sunday. Peace out.
Later, guys.
Peace. See ya.